This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Stu Duncan, K-State Extension Crops and Soil Specialist for the Northeast region, joins us. And Stu, the month of January will be busy at K-State as they will be hosting their annual soybean schools.
A combination with the Soybean Commission, with their support and the industry support, they've become a pretty big deal and also something that we think we get a lot of good information out to our growers on, too. And interaction with them.
So you will have six schools that are going to be taking place throughout the state of Kansas, but what are some of the things you're going to be talking about at these schools?
We're going to be covering weed control, and that at least half of them, that's going to give our cooperators a really good chance to get to know and meet our new weed specialist, Dr. Sarah Lancaster. She will be doing weed control at some of them. I'm picking up some of it at some others. With our disease updates that we have, we've got basic crop production or some of the newest research we've had with the cropping systems, whether that's row spacing and or combinations of row spacing with other things like weed control, insect updates with Dr. Jeff Whitworth, Dr. Ignacio Ciampiti may be working on with the crop production as well, soil fertility discussions where we're really fine-tuning some things, and we'll have some market updates on at several of these too. So we start in Smith Center on the 13th and do that one in Salina in the evening. There's one the next day at Mulvane, and then the 21st to 22nd of January, the 21st, we will be in Emporia in the afternoon, evening, and then the 22nd of January in Atchison in the morning, and in Marysville in the evening up there.
Schools are free to attend, and you'll either be treated to lunch or dinner at each of these events. What's the best way for them to register for the events?
They can register on site, but we would really appreciate it if they pre-registered, simply because of the meal count we need to have. They can do that. There's an online registration at K-State Soybean Schools, or they can email or call their nearest local research and extension office, whether it's their district office or their county office, for the location that they want to attend. I mean, the online is bit.ly/KSU and then capital S soybean, and the OYBEAN is lowercase, but they can find it. The e-updates, CCA, and CEU credits have been applied for, so they should be available at this, too, for our CCAs and out there that need to pick some hours up.
That is Stu Duncan, K-State Extension Crops and Soil Specialist for the Northeast region, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.